Sports Minister Nathi Mthethwa promised equal pay for women's sports teams in South Africa, including 2022 Women's Africa Cup of Nations champions Banyana Banyana. Mthethwa was speaking at the function at Ora Tambo International Airport on Tuesday, where hundreds gathered to welcome back the women's national soccer team after their heroic 2-1 victory against host Morocco on Saturday. According to Mthethwa, equal pay for women's and men's sports teams would be made a law.
We are going to go all the way because we do not start now supporting both financially and otherwise our women in the sport. What Dr. Jordan is talking about, the pay parity, is a process which will finish all the provinces in ensuring that women are paid equally. Banyana Banyana, it is going to be a law in this country. Banyana Banyana and Bafana Bafana will be paid equally because we are making that happen as the government. Critics who talk on things they don't know, we don't worry about that. This team, we will continue to, it's not only Banyana Banyana, but all the women's team, we are supporting them as this government. We are just informing those who don't know that we are supporting our teams. We're not coming now. We are claiming this victory because we worked for it as the government. Ala ala Banyana Banyana, ala ala.
Mthethwa echoed the sentiments of South African Football Association President Danny Jordan, who called for issues of gender disparity and inequality in remuneration in sport to be addressed.
We are also here to recognize that in the midst of all of the joy, inequality between men and women in sport in general, not just in football, in sport, not just in our country, globally, is a matter that must be addressed. And this tournament indicates the disparity between men and women, and as an indication of the domination of men in world sport. The second issue, of course, is in prize money. And this is a problem that goes back to the commercial environment around women's sport. In South Africa, men receive broadcast revenue, 2.8 billion, 1.4 billion, 600 million. Do you know how much Banyana gets in broadcast revenue? Zero. Absolutely nothing. Banyana matches has no value. On the African continent, Sierra Leone became the first African country to pay men and women the same after an agreement between the government and the Sierra Leone football. Brazil now is paying men and women equal. Norway has followed that route. England has gone that route. It is time that South Africa follow that route. These are issues that we have to address. I spoke to the minister and we said, we will meet with the government as soon as possible because this is not FIFA's problem, it's not FIFA's creation, it's not CAF's creation, it's not SAFA's creation. Anyone who says that is misleading you. It is a societal creation, and therefore we must work together to address this disparity between men and women in sport.
An additional check of 5.8 million rand was awarded to Banyana Banyana and coach Desiree Ellis and her team by the Department of Sports, Recreation and Culture in recognition of their excellence in the WAFCON. For Times Out Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.